I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Haiti's international airport was shut down after gangs opened fire at a commercial flight landing in Port-au-Prince. The shooting Monday prompted some airlines to temporarily suspend operations as the country swore in a new interim prime minister. Firefights between gangs and police broke out in other parts of Haiti's capital. Rounds of gunfire echoed through the streets as heavily armed officers ducked behind walls and civilians ran in terror. Haiti's prime minister was ousted after just 6 months in the role. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah has more.
The country's transitional presidential council appointed entrepreneur and former Senate candidate Alix Didier-Fils-Aimé to replace Gary Conille on Monday. The shakeup is the latest blow to political stability in the Caribbean nation, which is struggling through a severe security and humanitarian crisis. Armed gangs have gained control of most of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and have expanded to nearby regions, fueling hunger and forcing hundreds of thousands from their homes. Conille, who also briefly led the country over a decade ago, had been appointed in May in the hope of restoring stability. In a letter circulating on social media, Conille criticized the council, saying it only had the power to appoint a prime minister and not to dismiss one. In recent weeks, Conille has embarked on trips abroad to the United Arab Emirates and Kenya to seek security assistance. Although the UN has authorized an international force to help Haiti's police take back control from the gangs, the mission has been poorly resourced and produced scant results. The UN's World Food Programme said last month that the total number of displaced people in Haiti was now more than 700,000.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. This is VOA News. The trial of a police volunteer accused of raping and murdering a doctor at an Indian government hospital began on Monday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
The murder sparked outrage and huge protests over the lack of safety for women in India. India's federal police said that the woman's body was found in a classroom at a hospital in Kolkata on August 9. Police volunteer Sanjay Roy was arrested for the crime, police said. Charges were drawn up last week. Roy said he was innocent in being framed, local media reported. The case has reignited criticism of India's poor record on women's safety, despite the introduction of tougher laws. It also shines a light on the poor infrastructure and security at government hospitals in India, many of which lack basic facilities, such as restrooms for doctors, CCTV cameras, and security personnel. India's federal police also arrested the officer in charge of the local police station and the superintendent of the hospital for allegedly tampering with evidence as well as financial irregularities.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. An immigration hardliner who served as a White House aide under former U.S. President Donald Trump has been appointed to a new position in the new Trump administration, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Send the illegals back home.
Stephen Miller will be Donald Trump's deputy chief of policy. Miller was a central figure in previous policy decisions, including the separation of migrant children from their families in 2018. Campaigning with Trump in Colorado last month, Miller blamed the Democrats for an influx.
We don't need migrants consuming and depleting our public resources, overwhelming our public schools, overwhelming our hospitals, taking over our apartment buildings, and yes, murdering innocent Americans.
Since leaving the White House in 2021, Miller led the America First legal organization. I'm Jackie Quinn.
World War II veterans were honored on Monday at the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The Veterans Day event paid tribute to the more than 16 million men and women who served during World War II. Edward Towns, now 103 years old, was one of those being honored. He served in the U.S. Army. His three brothers also served in various branches of the military.
It means everything to me, you know. I enjoy being here and I enjoy being with them.
Some veterans in attendance received a Greatest Generation commemorative coin and were part of the Parade of Heroes with a wreath laying at the memorial's Freedom Wall. I'm Shelley Adler.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.